The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I have to say that no matter what has happened, I don't think taking someone's life is a justifiable punishment for someone who's taken someone else's life. Seems barbaric, but they're calling for the death penalty, Harley.
Yeah, the federal government actually says today it will go for the death penalty against Dylan Roof. He's the young white man accused of killing 9 black parishioners at a black church in South Carolina. That was last June. And they say they're doing it for a number of reasons, one of which he wanted, he says, to start a race war. So the racial overtones are one of the big drivers, of course, of going for the death penalty. He faces a total of 33 federal charges. He'll almost undoubtedly get convicted of the charges, and they would otherwise put him in jail for the rest of his life, for sure, because that's the way it works.
Yeah.
There would almost be no doubt about it, but they want to put him to death, and they probably will get the chance.
Yeah. Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby. He will go on trial. After all this wrangling that's been going on in court for the last couple of years, he will go on trial on charges of molesting a woman. He touched her in places he shouldn't have, according to the complaint. He's in trouble largely on his own words. He said that he had given her Benadryl and that any sex was consensual. The prosecutor said whatever he gave her, she was rendered unable to protect herself. And so that's assault.
Mm.
So we're going to see where that goes. His attorneys had just talked to reporters a little while ago and said 11 years ago when this assault or when this complaint first was made, they exhaustively looked at it and decided there was no case. And they said, nothing has changed. There is no case.
Mm.
There won't be a case. And obviously there isn't any real evidence.
No.
That's going to be the difficulty.
Yep.
It's going to be he said, she said.
Yeah,
and a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. And this business about selfies.
Yeah, well, I thought this was very important for people to understand. This is an important and exhaustive study from the University of Toronto that concluded people who constantly take pictures of themselves overestimate their level of attractiveness. of course they do.
I mean, that's why they keep taking the pictures.
That's right. Well, they asked people to come in and look at the selfies that people had taken. They asked the students who had done the selfies to rate themselves for attractiveness and likability and so forth. Then they asked the strangers, and they said in every single case, the students thought they were more attractive, more likable, and a whole lot cooler than the people in the public.
That's called vanity. Well done, Harley.
It is.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America, it's 8:30.